Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Doddy. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me at David Doddy on most social media channels. That's DavidDonde, and the podcast at fmr.co.za. I was recently asked by a family member about the sound quality difference between Apple Music and Spotify, and the difference was revealing and sent me down a big rabbit hole. Now, Spotify and Apple are both phone music platforms, bringing almost the whole catalog of digitally available music in the world to the phone in your pocket. Now, that's remarkable on its own if you just think about it. Most of us have invested in adding our personal preferences and tastes to the one platform or the other, and the stickiness of the platform is therefore quite big. A small tip, there's loads of free or paid software that will copy your library from either Apple to Spotify or in the reverse. So, what are the key differences? Well, Spotify is just better at helping you find new music. And if you're on the paid version, it is, of course, advert-free and similar to Apple in its granularity. It has this way of injecting music similar to your favorites in a playlist it creates on the fly, and you actively discover new stuff that you actually like. Now, Apple does this too, but you have to go looking, and the offerings tend to be not quite to your taste, and it just doesn't do it as well with what gets offered up. It's nowhere near as good as Spotify. Now to the question I was actually asked. Listening on a good or great hi-fi or headphones, lossless music on Apple was immensely and obviously superior to Spotify. When you are actively listening, the detail difference is remarkable. Instruments stand out and separate beautifully if your equipment is good enough. The Spotify identical track is muddy by comparison. This is an artifact of compression. Apple wins this race hands down. Here's the thing. That's during active listening. If you just want music on, the difference disappears entirely. Going about your life with music on, just enjoying a song, you won't feel the difference. Your mood is going to be equal and the song feel just the same. So this is what it comes down to. If you sit and really listen to your music, go with Apple. If you want a lot of music with you, pick the platform you have invested time into already and don't worry about it. And if you want to discover new music you will love, go with Spotify. I'm on Apple Music and I'm happy. There are even better lossless services if you are a true audiophile, but you wouldn't need me to tell me if you were and you'd know what those were already, so don't worry about that. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za or find me on @DavidDonde on most social media channels. That's DavidDonde and the podcast on fmr.co.za.